español.
Okay, so we had a little break here for Yontif, for Shavuos. So we're, just to refresh everyone's memory, we're in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Kuf Chav Ches. See if... Sif Chav Vav. So that's page 12. So we're talking about Duchenne. So the Machaber says as follows. The very last word on page 12. Chav Vav. B'shas, next page, Shemavarchim, at the time when the Kohanim do the bracha, Ein lomar shum pasuk el yishteku v'yachavnu l'bracha. You're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to say any bracha, any pasuk. You're supposed to listen to the bracha, and as we saw before, be focused on the bracha. The Mishnah brings down this is what the Achronim say. Now you might have noticed in your Sidurim that by each word there is a pasuk. Do you ever notice that? That there is. I don't know, in the last Sidurim, there's things people used to say. There Yira. There each one there is there are sukkim. And in the old days, I don't want to say that long ago, but I remember there used to be older men in the shul that they used to do that. They used to say the psukim. So if I can find them. Okay, see, if you look at Duchenne, see, again, this is in the, not the full, but over here, it says, Yerach HaShem Yitzion Ose Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's a pasuk. Or Hashem, Hashem Adonai Ma'adir Shem Chob Ha'aretz, V'yish Merech HaShem Reini Kel Yichasisi Vach. And people used to say that. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if the chazan is singing, in other words, doing Yevarech Chalang, so then you won't be missing the bracha. So then you could do it. But again, the way we duchen, the chazan, when he feeds it, there's not that much time. So in other words, you really can't, really don't have time to do those psukim. And therefore, you shouldn't, because you have to concentrate, you have to listen to the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings out that's what the Vilna Gaon did. He didn't say these psukim. We see it was a very common custom that people used to say. Like I said, I remember when I was a little boy, some of the older men, not all, but some of the older men used to do this, and. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, and certainly you shouldn't say them out loud. Because if you say them out loud, so then so if you're saying, then people won't hear the bracha possibly from the Kohanim themselves. The Rama says, we come akshar shor Kohanim arichim harba b'nigunim. So before the Rama says, right? So this is the Rama came in very often with the Ashkenazi custom, and you see this is what as I said before, Ashkenazim used to do if. If the Kohanim are singing long, right? Again, not in between stanzas, but each word. So nagu gam kein lomar psukim. So then people used to say these psukim because they had time. Moshe war lo elba simen nun zayin leinyan barchu achyose toshul lomra. But the Rama himself says it's best not to say it. Okay, chav zayin. A Kohen cannot add on more than three psukim that we see in the in Birkas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says, since the Torah gave a Kohen permission to bench Klal Yisrael, so the bench Klal give another bracha my own bracha. Like Hashem Elokeya Voseicham Yosef Alechem Kachem El Palmim. Right, these type, those type of brachas were very nice brachas, but still, you're not allowed to do that. Now, Mishbura says this is specifically to add another a pasuk other than the pasukim that we have in Duchanim. But if they want to do Birkas Konim a number of times, that's not a problem. They want to say it a couple of times, it's not a problem. Now, we don't do that, obviously, but again, if you want it, as the Mechaber's language indicates, it's a bracha outside of these three. Other three psukim, excuse me. Vim Hosif, and if he did, if he said something like the added a pasuk, like I said before, Im Hosif over al Baal Tosif. And if he did that, he'd be over the Isra Baal Tosif. We're not allowed to add. Now, there's a whole, we're not allowed to add to a mitzvah. Now, there's an interesting Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, it seems like this would only be if the Kohen added to Birkas Kohenim with his hands out and he's facing us, and then he adds this extra pasuk or psukim. But let's say he didn't have his hands out, and let's say he wasn't facing, let's say he wasn't with the formal position and all the things that we do during Birkas Kohenim. So he brings down those opinions that, like the Shulchan Aruch Raz, that would say that would not be an Isra Baal Tosef. Right. So now the Bir Halacha brings down another poskim that seemed to say not that way, that even if he didn't have his hands spread out, he wasn't facing, he didn't have all the accoutrements of Birkas Kohenim, still you'd be over Baal Tosef. So the Chavos Chaim leaves it with a Tzarech Iyun, and therefore, again, the bottom line is don't add anything to Birkas Kohenim. Just do it as we have it. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. And we're going to continue this.